How to tell you're getting a good workout without feeling the aches and pains in the days that follow. When it comes to starting a new fitness regimen, we've all heard the old adage, no pain, no gain. It may be true for serious athletes, but...
for most people, if you're really in pain, you're not going to continue to do those activities. And we found that you don't really need to feel pain to get benefit. Use the guideline of working at a level of intensity where you can just barely talk. You're going to get that benefit that you need.
That's fitness expert Sherilyn Flaming Jackson from Kansas State University Extension. Okay, so before setting off on the walk, are we supposed to stretch first?
Stretching is really most beneficial after you've done your walking or running. That's when you can get the best stretch.
But do we need to warm up those muscles before getting into a faster walk or jog?
The best thing you can do is just walk at a slower pace. For about 3 to 5 minutes, just warm up the muscles and then pick up the pace till you get to the point where you can just barely carry on the conversation.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.